You're on.
Okay, boys, welcome back to another episode of Team Rocket in the new BSC content studio, boys. You haven't been in yet. Things have changed here at YKTR, some big things happening with us and BSC. This is the new studios, boys. I know you can't, you're not in here, but can you feel the energy of BSC?
I hope you're not going to lose your mutter's guts, Scope.
You want some shred protein or something?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm so glad that BSC had come on board because Ice was getting me to do those bacon egg roll reviews all the time. So that was that was attributing to the mutters, and he's now on this 75-day hard thing. So with the BSC protein bars that we get and whatnot, it's just suited me to a T. And during these times, there's not much more you can do than really exercise, boys. And that leads us on to, we haven't been able to do a podcast in a couple of weeks. This is going to be the reality for us. So, Jess, you had to download Zoom today and get that all started.
Yeah.
How's all that all been?
I used to do Zoom meetings in the past with a little business coach anyway. So,
oh, gross.
But I had new laptops in, so I didn't know that Zoom wasn't on my laptop. So that's why I was a bit in panic mode before trying to install it back up. But, yeah, easy done. We're back up and running.
And
which is good.
And, Jim, you know, being in lockdown, this is a good time to really – you know, if you can't get out and do too much, you basically come home from work and do a bit of study. So for the punter, it's not necessarily a bad thing, boys.
Yeah, the fingers are working fucking like very fast, so it's good. Yeah. He's doing it at work anyway.
Yeah. True.
Study at work, get the fingers busy, it's good.
Well, speaking of that, you seem to do your, you know, we've done all right. I don't have the full stats because I haven't been able to go home. I've just been staying at the missus' place during, especially the last couple of weeks. So I need to give an update on the scoreboard. People have been asking about that. But some of the work that you've been doing in the SPC, midweekers, that's probably where you do your best work.
It's fucking hell. It's fucked up. I want to jag it for the boys and this fucking
he
show,
can't pick his nose me. And then he's fucking picking winners out of his ass on shitty midday.
Yeah, I can't get it done when it matters the most. My best bet's four short, but
that's what I'm here for, Jazzy. Yeah. I get it done.
You've been doing well, Jess, so we'll get to that, mate.
The part is, I'll back myself. I'm fucking way better than him any day of the week, and he's fucking smashing me on.
It's always the case. It's always the case, boys. So let's get into Team Rocket Week 5 recap. So we only end up having six bets. I know you boys, Cuban Royale got scratched, and was that you, one of that? That was your bet, Jim?
My roughie.
That was your roughie, Jess. We didn't get a chance to put it on just because we give all the information out on the Friday. I didn't worry about backing anymore. Yeah. And then Charaterra got abandoned. That race got abandoned the last two races at Randwick. So we only put six bets on. Well, we got the money. We put eight bets on. We got the refund on the $200 bet. So because Jess saluted for us in the Suns bet straight away with Mikal Bridges 15+ and Suns head to head, we're only down 100 on last week considering all things. So it would have been nice if those two rolled around and we got the dubs for the other two races. That would have, you know, turned it into a really nice week. But you know, we're down 100 on last week. So let's get into your bets, Jess. You love a bit of Hulk, and you've stuck by it. But what happened on the weekend, mate? Is he still going to be riding with it?
As many people noticed watching fucking Renwick's race course, it was honestly a joke, man.
We've
got a strobe light here.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Renwick's race course was fucked to anything that wasn't in the lead. There was too much mud hitting the other horses behind and they just didn't want to run on. So it was a total shit fight that day.
Yeah, it's always hard when we, you know, you can look ahead to the weather conditions and try to gauge on, you know, what you're going to get on. But it is hard sometimes when, you know, the weather plays out like that and the track becomes so biased, eh?
Yeah, like it was horrible. They should have cancelled the meeting after like the fourth or fifth race, but they happened to do it by the time my best bet was going, which didn't help at all.
And Jim, close but no cigar, mate. Roman Aureus.
Oh,
backed off the map like it was going to win by 10 lengths, and then fucking.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, well, had the run of the race just in behind the leader that was out setting a hot ass tempo, and then obviously felt my weight on its back as well, struggling to get a fucking best bet up for the body, and then it died in the ass and just couldn't. It was a blowout. It was like a $16 winner or something in the race. So, yeah, another second for the best bet, which is not good. But I'm confident as fuck this week. Yeah, I'm confident as fuck this week in bouncing back.
I mean, we both feel good this week, Skip. We were talking about it last night as we were looking over the form guides.
Well, one of the bets that you've declared, Jimmy, we'll get straight into that. Linhout in the third at Flemington. I black booked Linhout. It's a horse that I follow as well. So run us through why you think that'll win and salute for you as your best bet for the weekend.
Yeah, so I've like been with her since her first ever fucking career run, and then
let's just say, Jazzy, quickly, he did fuck me a lot of money in the past with this horse.
Her first run back, absolutely.
He's like, Jesse, slap the house on it. And what happens? Not even, I couldn't even afford mirroring.
Yeah, second. Loaded the mortgage on it, and she cost us that day. But yeah, she bounced back last start, which was very huge. Fucking good. So She was put up in the SPC and stuff, but I'm with her this week. She literally faces similar horses. The only different form line is Aidensfield, who I reckon she has covered anyway.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a northerly headwind over the and from the 1400 meter start at Flemington, it makes it very hard for leaders to do anything.
Yep.
So she'll drop back with Carlene Heffel on board. Get some cover, and then yeah, just literally has to do what Froggy Newitt did last start, get her off the back of something after the clock tower, and she ran the quickest 600, 400 and 200 of the race last start, and yeah, she won that very comfortably, and yeah, I reckon she peaks and then she'll win, and then hopefully they try jag something early in the spring with her, but yeah, she was huge last start, and I reckon she wins again on Saturday.
Yeah, beautiful. And if you're not going to back Jimmy, Jess, I'm declaring it as well. I'm a big fan of it as well, mate. So there's
maybe
not many.
Now I'll back it, Skip.
Yeah.
That's an odds booster on Sportsbet, that one.
Yeah, grouse. And that's paying $2.40 for the win in the third at Flemington. Moving on to yours, Jess. This is another favourite of yours. La Chevalier, you've declared this before. Have you declared it on the show or maybe just in the SPC?
I've declared it the past two runs for it. It was my best bet. Yeah, the past two runs. Yeah. So obviously, first up, it was a good thing beaten. It should have won comfortably that race. Second up on a biased Rose Hill track. Nothing ran on and it still managed to finish fourth. This week, we've got my man J-Mac on board.
Oh, no. That's game over.
Game over.
And drawing a barrier.
I reckon I'm going to be sitting at the races with him in spring carnival season at some point.
That should be a goal. So
we've got J-Mac on board. We've drawn barrier one, which is like mad because last fortnight it had to go back from the car park.
Yep.
And it first up prep run, it ran against Zing, who finished second in that race. And it would have comfortably beat Zing, and it meets it 3 kilos better this run round. So everything's in its favor: the weight, the draw, and J-Mac, my man.
And opened up. It's been smashed in as well.
It's 220. Sorry, yeah, I forgot to mention that. It's 220 at the moment. So
yeah, looking
stick with a good haul.
Yeah, looking forward to that, boys. Those are early on in the days. Races three at Flemington, race with your one, Jess, at Randwick at race four. So maybe nice little kitty builder if you want to multi those up, if you're playing at home and have a little singles bet and a multi on those two together. It sounds like the boys are pretty confident.
Won't knock anyone back for that.
All right, boys, leading into the head-to-head for this week. Flemington, the races aren't the highest quality at the moment, as you boys know. Just went and picked out Flemington race seven. Who is going here? You've got a Jimmy. We'll start again with you. You've got a little bit shorter, and Jess, you've gone a bit of a roughie.
Yeah. So this is actually a decent little race. I'm with Express Pass. I was with him last start down the straight at Flemington, and yeah, he ran the quickest 200 meters of the day that day, and gets a good little 2 kilo claim to bring him down to 59 kilos. And he's just in career best form. Every run this prep's been huge. And then, yeah, he's drawn barrier three on the weekend. So yep. they have sat closer before on him because he can go back pretty far at times.
Yep.
But, yeah, they've sat closer before when they've drawn good barriers. And I reckon they'll posse up about midfield on the weekend. And if he gets the clear galloping room, it's like it's good night. He'll put him away again because he should have won by further last start. But, yeah, just got out too late and still picked him up and won comfortably in the end. But, yeah, if he gets a clear room on the weekend a bit earlier, yeah, I just don't see how anything beats him. So it looks
I love those straight the races in the straight there at Flemington, the 1,000 metres to 1,200. They're fun to watch, those ones. But, Jess, how does Pinion beat it?
Geez, well, we got
rain comes, it'll be a better chance.
There's meant to be, yeah, there is. So there's meant to be some downfall in Melbourne, which yep. I'm hoping we can get the track upgraded to a soft six or something. And if that's the case, Pinion's got every chance to run a good race at decent odds. It was huge last start, and it's
freshen up.
It got to freshen up again, and it's drawn well to sit. So if it needs to get wide, it can sit with cover there, or if it needs to get to the rail, it can sit and get cover close to the rail. So Williams rides this horse well. I actually don't have much written up for this one, but
it sounds like Jimmy's pretty keen on it as well.
Yeah, I'll add on to it because I follow Pinion as well, but yeah, it's dropping back from 1,200 to 1,000 as well, which it's done before in the past and won. So that won't be an issue as well. And then, yeah, if it happens to get wetter at Flemington, that won't be an issue for it. It's gun down the straight as well. So, yeah, Craig Williams, if he brings his form from the Brisbane Carnival down to Melbourne, it's a huge chance. Yeah. It was almost going to be my roughie of the week, actually.
Oh, there you go. That's massive. Considering, obviously, you know, you're pretty high on Express Pass. So to have maybe a little play for us and both those two horses, that should fare well for us, boys.
Yeah. Should go well. And then Williams's face, it's not one we like to see often at the post race meet, but I'll be happy to see him again this time, old Craigie Williams.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, Jim, back to you for your roughie. We've gone. Both boys are heading over to Eagle Farm for your roughies, boys. You think there might be some value?
We're back.
Yeah, a bit of value at Eagle Farm on the weekend.
Yeah, so I'm going race 9 at Eagle Farm, and I'm going a horse called Fisticuffs.
Great name.
There's been a little bit of there's been a little bit of market support for him as well. He's into 750 now for the win and 260 the place. Yeah, he's been gelded for this prep in and was just a complete forgive run first up on a soft track at Doomben. The first three horses out were the first three home that day. So that just shows you like how biased Doomben can be, sort of thing. And gets a decent little claim from Justin Huxtable. But it's drawn barrier one as well from the 1,200 meter start at Eagle Farm. It's like a key to get drawn low there because it goes into the bend pretty quickly. And, I just reckon if he posses up a lot closer and begins cleanly on a weekend, his huge overs. He was $2.80 favourite in an open class race last start.
Yep.
Drops back to, I think, benchmark 80 this start. And then, gets in well at the weights. And second up, he's four goes for two wins and two placings. And then, if he sits a lot closer than he did last start and the track's playing fair, then, there's no reason why he can't win the race. I reckon he starts much shorter than he is at the moment.
Yeah, and you said you're pretty keen. Normally we do the 1-4 play on the roughies, but you're happy to go each way on this one. You really like that price, 50-50.
Each way on him because, I reckon he's a better chance of winning this race than he is running a place because, it's not the strongest race. And if he bounces back and gets back to his best, I reckon he starts around 550, maybe even $5. So I've got him marked big overs at the moment.
All right, I'll get straight on and put those bets on straight away for us then, boys. So if there's a price, if it drops in price, then we're on it. You're going a bit earlier in the meeting at Eagle Farm, Jess?
Yeah, so I'm jumping on at race 3 and I'm backing a horse called Power Boom. And reason being, like, I'm happy to risk the wide draw on this thing, but it's come up from Melbourne. It flies fresh. It's first up record. It's had 4 runs first up, 3 wins and 1 second.
Beautiful.
It gets back, so that's, like, not an issue with the wide draw. And a horse called Miss Albania, who it ran second to, I think it was, twice last prep, went up and nearly won a Fillies and Mare benchmark 84, which is much tougher than this grade that it's facing today. It's had a trial as well. Oh, not today, sorry, on Saturday. It's trialed up there as well. So that's one thing I always look for when a horse from Melbourne travels up there, because it can help prevent it getting wrong-footed.
Yep.
And the track's meant to be good up there, which is a huge positive as well. So if it does stay a good track up there, I think I'm happy again, like Jimmy's doing it, each way play on this. So I'm super confident. Like, I think it's the best.
I'll put that down as well.
Yeah, and I'm happy to back this each way at 750 and 250.
Yeah, beautiful. Right around the same odds, boys. So, yeah, you sound both sound pretty keen on those. So, yeah, looking pretty confident already, boys, with the horse racing on the weekend. And speaking of, you seem to be on the same page this week, boys, more so than in previous episodes. And let's take that into the sports bets, because you're pretty much identical except for maybe a couple of anytime try scorers, boys. You go on the rabbits. You think it's going to be a bit of a bunny stew.
Yeah, so I'm actually running on a hot streak with my sports bets of late.
You've done well.
I'm three from three in our last few.
Knows nothing about rugby league. Doesn't watch rugby league. Wins on rugby league.
How good was me Origin one? I'm sitting at home watching Mrs. Doubtfire and Jimmy's yelling in the room. yelling off the score. Jesse, he's over. And I'm like, yeah, man.
Throwing every curse under the sun because my try scorers wouldn't fucking get up. But
anyway, we're both on the South Sydney game. I'm going for South negative 12.5 margin.
Yeah, alternate line.
Alternate line with Johnson to get two tries and Mitchell anytime try score at $4.
Yeah, that's boosted to 4.30 too, boys. So I've already chucked that both of them on. 30? So sorry to cut you off there, Jess. Nice. But yeah, so South minus 12.5, AJ for a double, and the man himself he's in outstanding form at the moment, Latrell. So, yeah, that's a nice bet at 4.30. Jess, I think I'm pretty confident you might jag this one as well.
Might jag that? Yeah, I'm feeling good to make it four straight on the sports bets. So,
and Jim, you're going to be pretty similar, but you're going, like I said, you put down AJ to score and then AJ to score two. So I sort of just took that out and just put AJ for two, because I don't think that affects the odds in any way. So just giving you a heads up on that, you've got you read it out. Read it out apart from the AJ anytime try scorer.
Yeah, so we're going, I reckon the Bunnies get across early, especially probably most likely down that dominant left side. And so we're going first try under the 7 minutes and 59 seconds, which can be an absolute ball breaker for that's people, but fuck it, man.
That's my Achilles heel, that one. I swear to God, I would have declared on some really good bets in the lot, like this year in particular, if I stayed away from that fucking league.
Yeah, you had that huge one a few weeks ago.
Yeah, the Melbourne Storm one when I had Munster. And the guy that declared for me at odds, he put a nice kick in for Addo Carr, and they scored in the first like 6 minutes in wet conditions at up at Newcastle.
That makes the first fucking 8 minutes fucking exciting. So yeah, we're going the first try under 7.59. Tane Milne anytime try scorer. The Bulldogs leak points like crazy on their edges, so he should definitely get another try. And then AJ for the double, which is almost guaranteed money in the bank sort of thing. And then South 13+.
Yep.
And that's around 525.
Yep, you still got 525. Like that extra leg of AJ scoring didn't affect it in any way, so it stays at 525.
Yep. So, South have been a fucking absolute jam team for punters this year. Yep. And so I reckon that continues this week and it should be a little fill-up match for heaps of punters.
Yeah, beautiful, boys. So those are some fucking grouse tips. I'm looking forward. Like I said, I'll get off. I've put the sports bets on already. I'll jump on and chuck the horse racing on. As you say, the odds might drop. I'm going to get back involved again this week, boys. I'm gonna chuck one on as well. I've been doing just sort of watching of late and a few back rowers. I do my best work in the back row, boys, being an ex-back rower myself. And I like the jam that you get for Ryan Madison against the Gold Coast Titans. He's crossed for a couple. He crossed in the game that you saluted Was it Jimmy? Did you have the Parramatta game where you had Sivo?
Sivo one, yep.
Yep, against the Knights. I think he crosses for the Eels. I think two teams that during this period that are going to come out well, because there can be a bit of a letdown with some of the top teams, but two teams that play really well out of the Origin period, I think the Eels will, with the confidence that some of the players like Mitchie Moses will get on the right edge, I think Madison will cross. And I got Kenny Bromwich for the Melbourne Storm. Melbourne Storm historically play really well after Origin weeks, and you know, generally when teams are letting down because the Origin stars come back and they don't play at their best. You get $17 about that, boys. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, a couple of workhorse back rows. Most of them most likely going to play 80 minutes. Both of them, they can play high minutes, and they're going to be thereabouts. And I think both teams might be scoring a bit of points. So, yeah, just a nice little double up multi there, boys. I'll chuck 100 on that, and that could potentially be 1700 for the kitty.
Hopefully, build a kitty.
We need that with the way he's going. So,
the best thing about it, there's always fucking next week.
Yeah.
Always next.
Not when it's not
your fucking.
Well, that was Grouse, boys. A successful Zoom call in the new BSC studio, boys. This is probably going to be, like I said, this is going to be us for the next 3 or 4 weeks. So, successful podcast there, boys. And I'll see you next week. And happy punting, degenerates, and good luck on the weekend, boys, because I know these aren't the only bets that you will be declaring in the SPC.
I've got a couple aside already. I've got a couple aside, so
right,
it's going to be good. I'm actually confident in us this week.
Beautiful. All the best, boys. Speak to you soon.
Take care, Jazzy.
Take care.